Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Lauren Tucker, and Jesse Bell. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, Wattle Eyewear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at ScreeningRoomKingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Public Services and Procurement Canada has officially announced that the Bascule Bridge on the LaSalle Causeway will have to be demolished and replaced. The Bascule Bridge has been a landmark in Kingston for over a century. The bridge was damaged at the tail end of March and has been closed off since. PSPC explains in their most recent release this week that results from a confirmatory laser survey revealed additional insignificant displacement and misalignment of certain key elements of the bridge, making the original estimated timeline for completing repairs unachievable. Due to this discovery, along with the age of the bridge and other factors, the decision has been made in collaboration with the City of Kingston to demolish the bridge. The causeway closure has already had a massive impact on the community, being a key route connecting the city's downtown core and the East End. Its closure has resulted in major delays for many Kingstonians and has even taken a toll on the city's integral tourism industry. Ahead of the official release from PSPC, Kingston and the Islands MP Mark Gerritsen delivered the news in a social media post. He explained, quote, "Demolishment means removing the entire existing bridge structure from the navigation channel. This will require both an interim, temporary modular bridge and a long-term replacement, new movable bridge solution," end quote. He continued to state, quote, "I would like to thank the public and all stakeholders for their patience as this process has unfolded. I have been advocating on behalf of this community as recently as this afternoon during a meeting with the minister and PSPC officials to ensure that we communicate information in a timely fashion," end quote. The demolition contract is expected to be awarded next week, with work commencing directly after. This process will halt pedestrian access, which was established in mid-May. PSPC anticipates reopening the channel for marine navigation in early July. At the same time, as Gerritsen explained in his post, PSPC is developing a plan to restore vehicle, cyclist, and pedestrian access through a temporary bridge while preparing to construct a permanent replacement bridge. While specific timelines remain pending, PSPC emphasizes public safety and encourages citizens to stay updated through their official channels for further announcements. In a message from the City of Kingston, the city has launched its 2025 budget engagement. The community is invited to help shape the City of Kingston's 2025 operating and capital budgets and to provide valuable feedback on future budget engagements. Desiree Kennedy, Chief Financial Officer and City Treasurer, states, quote, "It is important for Kingstonians to be informed about how the city's budget works and to have the opportunity to influence how their tax dollars are allocated. We encourage residents to provide input on what matters to them. This is your community and your budget, so make sure you have your say," end quote. Residents can now visit Get Involved Kingston to complete a survey and to share their ideas on the approach to future budget engagements. Keep an eye on the Get Involved Kingston project page to stay updated and for further details on how you can have your say. Get involved. Between May 31st and September 13th, visit the Get Involved Kingston project page to take their survey and have your say about the 2025 budgets. Make sure to follow the page to stay in the know. Share your thoughts about budget engagement. Their project page includes the ideas tool where you can let them know where you'd like to engage in the future. To complete a survey by phone or request a mailed copy of the survey, you can call 613-546-0000. In a message from the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, get ready for summer reading fun with KFPL's All Ages programs. This summer, KFPL welcomes readers of all ages to join its diverse reading programs. Whether in search of adventure, mystery, or inspiration, KFPL has something for everyone to enjoy at their own pace while offering chances to win fantastic prizes all season long. Kids, teens, and adults can track summer reading on Beanstack, a virtual platform with a website and a mobile app. Through Beanstack, KFPL oversees reading logs, cheers readers on while they work towards their goals, and lets people know when they've earned prizes. Liz Coates, Manager of Programming and Outreach at KFPL, states, quote, "Participating in our summer reading clubs isn't just about completing a challenge, it's also about sparking curiosity and enjoying the endless benefits of reading. Reading not only expands knowledge and improves vocabulary, but also enhances concentration, reduces stress, and promotes lifelong learning and personal development. End quote. All summer reading programs are free with a library card and begin on June 15th and end on August 24th. Visit Beanstack to register now. Summer Reading for Kids. Kids 12 and under are invited to participate in the TD Summer Reading Club, keeping young minds learning and engaged throughout the summer break. The club is free, bilingual, and open to all. Read at home, at the library, or wherever else summer leads. Plus, there will be exciting library events for kids to complement their summer reading journey. For every milestone achieved, readers will be entered to win prizes drawn in June, July, and August. Those who complete their entire challenge are entered to win a $100 Indigo gift card and a goodie basket. At the end of the summer, all TD Summer Reading Club participants are invited to a wrap-up party featuring a special performance by the Junkyard Symphony, treats, and more. Summer Reading for Teens. Get rewarded for reading. Readers aged 13 to 18 can now sign up for KFPL's Teen Summer Bucket List Challenge for a chance to win amazing prizes. Logging reading and completing challenges on Beanstack will enter teens into draws for a Stanley Tumbler, ukulele, art kit, book bundle, Lululemon crossbody bag, portable speaker, Starbucks gift card, KFPL hat, Instax camera, adult coloring book with colored pencils, and the grand prize of a Nintendo Switch. This challenge is open to teens who live or attend school in Kingston or Frontenac County or who have a KFPL card. Summer Reading for Adults. KFPL's Adult Summer Reading Challenge features a weekly activity-based challenge and an opportunity to review summer reads, earning ballots for a draw. Adults can also earn badges towards the grand prize by tracking their reading minutes. Weekly prizes will alternate between bookstore gift cards and items including a Stanley Tumbler and a screening room movie pass for two. The grand prize offers approximately $275 worth of gift cards for local businesses. For more information about Beanstack and KFPL's reading challenges, visit kfpl.ca/programs-and-events/reading-challenges. City to launch automated speed enforcement to improve safety in community safety zones. The City of Kingston is preparing for a significant step towards enhancing road safety with the introduction of the Automated Speed Enforcement Pilot Project, set to launch this September. Cameras will only be used in community safety zones to reduce speed near schools. The cameras are mobile and will be rotated among community safety zones approximately every 3 months. Signs at future camera locations will be installed 90 days in advance to let drivers know where they will be before the program starts this fall. And roadside signage will be in place where there are active automated speed enforcement systems. Mark Dixon, Manager of Transportation Systems, states, quote, "This program is focused on improving safety for vulnerable road users like kids on their way to school, which is why it's being used in community safety zones. Decreasing speed is critical for improving road safety, and automated speed enforcement is one strategy that works with others like education, engineering, and police enforcement to change driver behavior and reduce speeding," end quote. Camera locations were selected through a safety and speed review of all community safety zones in the city. The program will operate at various locations throughout the city for 2 years, rotating approximately every 3 months before undergoing a comprehensive review in 2026. Norman Rogers Drive and Lancaster Drive are the first two locations to have automated speed enforcement beginning this September. The full list of locations and rotation schedule will be shared soon and posted on the city's website. In a message from the Township of South Frontenac, celebrating culture and community in South Frontenac. June kicks off a month-long of community and cultural celebrations in South Frontenac, starting with Pride Month, Parks and Recreation Month activities, National Indigenous Peoples Day, and culminating with Canada Day celebrations on July 1st. Here are some of the events and activities happening this month. If you have a community event you'd like to publicize, you can list it on their events calendar for free. Let the celebrations begin. Pride Month. Pick up your Everyone is Welcome Here sticker from their township offices. Have your teen to register and pick up a Pride kit from Kingston Frontenac Public Library, which includes a book to keep, body glitter, and temporary tattoos. They will also be flying the Pride flag at Sydenham Library. June is also Seniors Month. Drop by the Gray Center at 4295 Stagecoach Road to see their newly expanded facilities and learn more about programs for seniors, including Meals on Wheels, an adult day program, foot care, and in-home respite and home services. Southern Frontenac Community Services also offers a busy program of fitness classes, diners club, and social activities for adults age 55 plus, all just $40 with an annual Grace Activity Pass. June 21st, 2024 is National Indigenous Peoples Day. Watch for regional celebrations or hike the fully accessible Red Trail at Elbow Lake Environmental Education Center to learn about Indigenous practices and knowledge. Join the Township on Saturday, June 22nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at McMullen Beach in Verona to celebrate Parks and Recreation Month. There will be a 9-hole beginner's disc golf course, a skills and drills clinic on the new tennis courts, basketball, and shuffleboard, a story walk exhibit from Kingston Frontenac Public Library, a free community barbecue hosted by the Verona Lions Club, and live music with Rudy and Saddle Up as the Township kicks off its popular Music in the Park series. July 1st, 2024 is Canada Day celebrations, with celebrations happening across the township. The fireworks show this year will be at dusk at Gerald Ball Park in Sunbury, with shuttle buses running to take you to the show. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is Jesse Bell with your CFRC Arts Desk.
This is Jesse Bell filling in for Lauren Tucker on CFRC's Arts Desk. Starting June 4th and running until June 9th, the Tet Center hosts the Together Through Art exhibition. This year's curated selection of works from Tet Tuesday participants showcasing the variety of media and styles from across this group of local artists. The opening reception will be hosted June 4th at 6:30 p.m. and the viewing is open from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. June 4th through 8th and June 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This exhibition is family-friendly and free to peruse, so stop by for the showcase and celebration of mentorship, skill sharing, and creativity. Also at the Tet on June 6th, artist-in-residence Meenakshi Gadiyal gives a studio visit and artist talk, showcasing the work she's been doing exploring the car as a safe space for queer people of color through her art. The exhibition at the Union Gallery is called Love Ends, But What If It Doesn't? A Timely Contemplation for Pride Month. This is a Pay What You Can event, running June 6th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. On Sunday, June 9th from 3 to 8 p.m., the Love for the Grad Club fundraiser will be hosted at Blue Martini. This event will feature performances from Luther Wright, Holy Wow, the John McClurg Old Time Trio, Piner, Stephen Stanley, Goldwing, the Millwrights, Tim Sheffield, Deadroot Revival, and Surprise special guests. Tickets are available by donation on Eventbrite, and we'll have more on this event coming to you on the Kingston Curator this Thursday at 2 p.m. Registration for summer term programming at the Kingston School of Art opens on June 1st. Every Saturday in June, you can drop by for button making, or making paper drag queens and kings for all ages, or catch Pride Sunday events with watercolor partner portraits, visioning our Queer Future collage workshop, Color Explosion Watercolor and Ink Family Event, Drag Queen Storytime, Drag Character Workshop, and Don't Be a Drag, Be a Queen Artist Talk with Gila Munster. Be sure to check out ksoa.info for more on these upcoming events. At the Tri-Art Gallery, you can catch the show Red as part of their ongoing pigment series. Red pigment serves as the primary shade for a variety of pieces from many different participating artists. Tri-Art Gallery is located in downtown Kingston in the back of Art Noise and celebrates the work of local artists working with Tri-Art materials and is free for you to peruse. The exhibition runs until June 22nd. Beginning May 30th and running until June 15th, the Bottle Tree Studio Series presents Dressing Amelia by Chloe Whitehorn, directed by Will Britton. Performances run Thursdays through Saturdays each evening at 7:30 p.m. with Sunday matinees at 2:30. Tickets are just over $25, including tax and handling fees. For more information on this production, you can visit BottleTreeInc.com. Check out Daft Brewing every Monday for Music Trivia Mondays, hosted by Bon Evans. Trivia begins at 7 p.m. Movies in the Square is back, and the full lineup has been announced. This summer, you can mark your calendars for 10 Things I Hate About You on June 27th, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning on July 11th, Barbie on July 18th, The Italian Job on July 25th, A League of Their Own on August 1st, Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now to experience your favorite films for free this summer under the stars. And this week at the Screening Room, be sure to catch special screenings of The Third Man on June 4th and 5th, The Iron Giant on June 6th, as well as 1953's Roman Holiday on June 8th, 9th, and 13th, and Paris is Burning on those same dates as well to celebrate Pride Month. There's new arrivals and special screenings all the time, so be sure to check back at screeningroomkingston.com for more cinema adventures. This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Monday, June 3rd, 2024. It was a fruitful weekend road trip for the Kingston Grenadiers. Kingston, now in its 20th season playing organized summer football, has gotten things off to a roaring start for both the U16 and U18 teams. Over the weekend, both the U16 Grenadiers and the U18 Grenadiers were on the road to Niagara to take on the Niagara Spears at Notre Dame College School. It was a closer game than most the Grenadiers have played thus far, but both teams walked away with convincing double-digit victories over the Niagara Spears. That moves both Kingston teams to 3-0 on the season. Both the U16 and U18 teams will be in Ottawa this weekend for a clash with the other East Division leading team, the Cumberland Panthers. The following week, Saturday, June 15th, they'll be on the road in Scarborough to take on the Scarborough Thunder. And on Saturday, June 22nd, we will see the first home game in over 3 weeks for both the U16 and U18 Grenadiers as they host the Oshawa Hawkeyes. 1 p.m. kickoff for the U16 team, 4 p.m. kickoff for the U18 team. All Kingston Grenadiers home games are played at Richardson Memorial Stadium. There was one game on the National Hockey League playoff schedule last night, and it was Game 6 between the Edmonton Oilers and the Dallas Stars. The Oilers opened the scoring early as Connor McDavid tallied his 5th goal of the playoffs on a power play being assisted by Leon Draisaitl and Evan Bouchard. Zach Hyman would score his 14th goal of the playoffs, also on the power play, about 10 minutes later, being assisted by Connor McDavid and Evan Bouchard. McDavid's 5 goals and 26 assists put him at the top of the playoff scoring race so far, with 31 total points. The second period was a Stars chance heavy period, as the Oilers generated very few shots on net. But Stuart Skinner and the Oilers' defense held firm, maintaining a 2-0 lead going into the third period. Mason Marchment would score his 3rd goal of the playoffs halfway through the third period to make it a 2-1 game, but Dallas would be unable to crack the rock-solid defense of the Oilers and slide another past Stuart Skinner, who ended up saving 34 out of 35 attempts for a .971 save percentage. His opponent, Jake Oettinger, had an uncharacteristically poor performance. He only faced 10 shots all night, but was only able to save 8. The Edmonton Oilers advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. They will be playing the Florida Panthers, and Game 1 of the NHL's Championship Series is set to begin on June 9th. This concludes your sports report for Monday, June 3rd, 2024. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting clear skies, fog patches developing this evening, and a low of 13 degrees. On tomorrow, Tuesday, the 4th of June, we're expecting sunny skies in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon. Fog patches will be dissipating in the morning. We have a high of 28 degrees and a humidex of 34 with a UV index of 8 or very high. Tomorrow night, we're expecting cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 17. On Wednesday, June 5th, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud and a 30% chance of showers, and we have a high of 30 degrees. We're expecting showers that evening and a low of 19. On Thursday, June 6th, we're expecting cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers, and the temperature is coming back down for a high of 24. Thursday night, we're expecting cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 15 degrees. On Friday, June 7th, we're finally getting a bit of a break from those high temperatures with a high of 19 degrees and cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers. Friday night, a low of 14 degrees, cloudy skies, and a 30% chance of showers. That's your CFRC weather report. Looking forward to the rest of the week. And next up is your CFRC weekly traffic report. Now for your CFRC weekly traffic report for the week of May 31st to June 6th. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is still fully closed to motorists until further notice. PSPC wishes to advise the public that pedestrians now have access to the LaSalle Causeway. Cyclists may also access the sidewalk by dismounting and walking their bicycles. Users may experience short delays in crossing the bridge and are requested to follow any signage on site during ongoing construction and repair work. In road closures to look out for, Albert Street Princess to 486 Albert is closed until December 31st to accommodate construction activity and staging at 484 Albert Street. King Street, Plast Arms to north end of King is closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. The road will be open to local traffic. Sydenham Street, Queen to Princess is closed until September 27th for downtown Kingston BIA activations. University Avenue, Union to Earl is closed until July 31st for the Queen's JDEC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is now underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building and will include efforts such as routine structural maintenance, repainting, replacement of waterproofing materials, and upgrades to the building's mechanical and electrical systems. The work is planned to begin the first week of February 2024 and conclude in late December of 2024. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking during the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays to look out for, Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford. Expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Hudson Drive at Bay Ridge Public School. Expect delays until June 28th. Hudson Drive at Hudson Park, also expect delays until June 28th. Both of those are for contractor work. Lehman Road and Spooner Road, Unity to Spooner, expect delays on June 3rd to 7th as a contractor will be completing surface treatment. Maple Lawn Drive, Montreal to East Limit of Maple Lawn, expect delays June 3rd to 7th as a contractor will be completing surface treatment. Shannon Road, 6th Concession to Highway 15, expect delays also on June 3rd to 7th. Union Avenue at University, expect delays June 5th and 6th from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. each day for a contractor to complete work in the manhole. Woodburn Road, Joyceville to Hitchcock, expect delays June 3rd to 7th. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this evening, and next up is your concerts and events calendar.
It's time for CFRC's Concert and Events Calendar. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out through CFRC.ca today. Swing by Daft Brewing every Monday for four more rounds of music trivia. Host Bon Evans will lead the evening. They will be asking questions, playing clips, showing pictures, and so much more. Test your musical knowledge as a solo attendee or as a team to see if you can earn the most points. Winning team walks away with bragging rights and a $50 gift card. There is also trivia being offered at the Brass Pub from 8 to 10 p.m. Max team size of 4. On June 3rd and every Monday in June with the exception of the 17th, folk singer-songwriter John McClurg performs at the Cove Inn at 5 p.m. as part of the Cove Monthly Musical Residency. Admission is by donation. Pride Month has officially kicked off, and here in Kingston, you can start your celebrations with family-friendly drag in the park on Tuesday, June 4th at 7 p.m. This is a fundraiser for Trellis HIV and Community Care, and will be hosted by Rowena Way and Tiffany Morgan. Admission is free, but you can feel free to donate what you can in support of Trellis at the event. Tuesday is also Open Mic Night at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar. Open Mic Night begins at 7 p.m. and runs until 11 p.m. This and every Tuesday at the club at RCHA, Tom Savage and Friends host Tuesday Afternoon Happy Hour, an open mic and jam from 4 to 7 p.m. and admission is free. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., you are welcome to experience the peace and quiet of the historical sanctuary of the Spire during a time of silent meditation and contemplation. Come and go anytime within those hours. Enter through the main doors at 82 Sydenham Street. Proof of vaccination and masks are required, and all are welcome. Swing by the amphitheater in Springer Market Square every Thursday at 10:30 for Stories in the Square. This event is free and suitable for children of all ages. Don't forget your blanket and sunscreen. On June 6th at Hotel Wolf Island, instrumental groove-oriented jazz and bossa nova group Clear Breeze hits the Hotel Wolf Island stage at 6 p.m. and admission is free. Also on June 6th at The Mansion, prog rock and metal guitarist of The Axe the Slide and Ruben in the Dark, Nathan Silva, brings his solo album release tour to Kingston, joined by Hollywood and Dinosaurus. This 19-plus show starts at 8 p.m. and tickets are $10. Karaoke night is every Friday at Daft from 9 p.m. to midnight. $4 shots, $6 light lagers, hosted by AA DJs. Also this and every Friday, Chris Jackson will be playing live classic rock and country staples at the Blue Martini from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. On Friday, June 7th, Kingston Roots rock outfit The Millwrights will be playing a 9 p.m. show at The Mansion, joined by singer-songwriter Matthew Holtby and Kingston performer Dan Taylor. The show starts at 9 p.m. and tickets are $15. On Saturday, June 8th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., Kingston Pride presents the Pride Run and Walk at the East End Community Center. Board members and volunteers will be there to lead you through the route that is flexible according to your needs and preferences, and water is provided, so stop by to kick off Pride moving. On the evening of Saturday, June 8th, is the 19-plus drag event Out on the Queen Boat Cruise, featuring host Tiffany Morgan and performers Rain St. Cloud, Universe, and Octavia. The boat departs at 7 p.m. sharp. Tickets are just under $55 and are available through the link at kingstonpride.ca. On Saturday, June 8th at the Italo Canadian Club, two-time Juno winner and seven-time Maple Blues winner Jack DeKaiser will be performing an 8 p.m. show. Tickets are $35 and available through Eventbrite. On Sunday, June 9th at Victoria Park, all-ages Pride softball is back from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bring everyone by for a fun sport event and RSVP at the link at kingstonpride.ca. On Sunday, June 9th from 3 to 8 p.m., the Love for the Grad Club fundraiser will be hosted at Blue Martini in support of the Grad Club and its ongoing financial troubles as a small local venue. This event will feature performances from Luther Wright, Holy Wow, the John McClure Gold Time Trio, Piner, Stephen Stanley, Goldwing, The Millwrights, Time Sheffield, Dead Roots Revival, and surprise guests. Tickets are available by donation on Eventbrite, and we'll have more on this event coming up for you on the Kingston Curator Thursday at 2 p.m. This and every Sunday is the Memorial Center Farmers Market from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is open to all, and local vendors offer artisan goods, baked goods, dairy, eggs, food court fare, meat, prepared foods, produce, and more. Visit memorialcenterfarmersmarket.ca for more information and special events. That's all for your CFRC concert and events calendar for the week, but keep it locked because we'll have more news coming up next.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.